Actually, this is absolutely nonsense. And what I can say is that at times, it's unfortunately that the world is always talking of e-democracy and other people are taking advantage of e-democracy to abuse other people. I don't remember even on one day hinting anything about Zamara's disappearance.
So then what do you make of these allegations, considering that you had earlier been accused of being Baba Jukwa, the Facebook character?
I think, at times, if you keep quiet and you continue to keep quiet, people always take advantage of you. You know, what I can say in brief, I'm a victim like Zamara himself. Understand? I was victimized by the Herald and team, and now they are at it again. Unfortunately, I actually contacted the Herald editor, Caesar Zwai. He actually told me that what they published it was the police disposition. You understand? Of which I understood what he did, because in line with what was written in that article, they were quoting what they took from the police. But the unfortunate part of it is that the police got something from someone where my name is hinted, and they also had my contact numbers, but they failed contacting me to clarify what was at their hands.